بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة وسلم. قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، من يطيع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. قال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة وسلم: قل آمنتم بالله ثم استقم، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله وصدق الرسول، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected علماء الكرام, my brothers in Islam, firstly we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing us with iman, and we praise Allah jalla majdahu for blessing us with Islam, and we praise Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for making us from the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Deen is very easy, shariat is complete, and as Muslims, if someone has to ask us that what we believe in, then quickly we can tell them in principle that we believe in five things. Now we do not have to go into details, minute details of all the other beliefs, but we can explain how they come into existence. But basically, as Muslims per se, five fundamental basic things we believe in. There are two things. One is the usul of the deen, principles of deen. The principles of deen are three. That is, belief that Allah Ta'ala is one, Tawheed. Secondly, the risalat in our case of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And thirdly, akhirat, that there is going to be a day of judgment, accountability and assessment, and after that those deserving for Jannat will go to Jannat, those deserving for Jahannam will go there. Now these three, every Nabi from Hazrat Adam alayhi salam right up to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi salam, 124,000 Anbiya alayhi salam, every one of them, the priests, propagators, came with these three basic messages that we have already explained to you sometimes. However, in our case, besides the usul of deen, we have what we call zururiyat-e-deen, necessities of deen, the essentials of deen. That every Muslim, as every Muslim, we have to believe in it. And anything classified as essential of deen or necessity of deen, we don't believe in it, we go out of the fold of Islam. Now how do we derive this? How do we come to a conclusion that this is essential of deen or this is not essential of deen? Now terminology, few terminologies, we have what we call subut, in Arabic means proof. Now subut will have two basic divisions. One is qati with subut, meaning categorical, clear, not ambiguous, crystal clear. And one is zanni, that is speculation, or there is a possibility of a doubt, or there can be probabilities. conjecture. So then we will have now a proof that is qati and that is also beyond zanni. Respected elders, basically we have got, for example, Qur'an-i Kareem. Qur'an al-Karim will have the word, and this word, if it's clear, then there is no doubt in it. So we'll say that is certain, that is crystal clear. Allah Jalla Majdahu says, "A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim, qul huwa Allahu ahad." Say Allah Ta'ala is one. There is no doubt in this now. There is clear in it, clarity in it. There is no, let not be ambiguous. No person can misinterpret it. No person can counter-interpret it. No person can say, no, there is something here, is there some room for some flexibility? Nothing like that. Allah Ta'ala is saying clearly, this is the law. Now the word is showing to it and the meaning is showing to it. Now when the word is showing it and the meaning of the word is showing it, then you deny it, you leave the fold of Islam. How simple it is. Allah Ta'ala has made this deed very simple for us. Now, similarly, we have got in the sayings of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the ahadith of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what we call hadith mutawafira, continuous hadith, that so many narrate this hadith from the time when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated it, that the possibility of them gathering and concocting, and the possibility of them gathering and fabricating, and the possibility of them coming together and saying something which Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not say, that does not exist. So some scholars have said that in the time of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that figure can range from 3 to 5. Why? When Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said something, for example, he said that Dajjal will be one eye. Now, Sahaba heard it. And then they narrated. They narrated to the next group and the next group until compilation took place. So, from the time beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said it, right up to compilation, the possibility of error did not exist. The possibility of fabrication does not exist. The possibility of concoction does not exist. The possibility of inventing something, a new idea, does not exist. So more what Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that is the hadith mutawatira. No sooner there is a possibility of error, no sooner there is a possibility of fabrication, then the status will drop. When the status will drop, the order will also drop. So how you prove a belief? When you got qati'u thubut and qati'u dalala, that your proof is certain with the word and the meaning, and hadith a mutawatira. Thirdly, that sahaba ikram radiyallahu ta'ala hum ajma'in, they made ijma'an, they had consensus of opinion of it. Majority of the sahaba ikram radiyallahu ta'ala hum ajma'in, they had on one point of belief, they said, yeah, this is our belief. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam is coming down. He has ascended and he is going to descend. So there is now ijma of the Sahaba on that aspect, on that point. Anybody denying it will leave the fold of Islam. Anybody rejecting it will leave the fold of Islam. Anybody mocking it will leave the fold of Islam. Once something has been proven, for example, physical punishment in the grave, it's proven. This is our belief of the Ahle Sunnat wal Jamaat, that besides spiritual punishment in the grave, a person is going to experience physical punishment in the grave. Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah Alayhi has written one entire kitab. It is called Incoherence of the Philosophers. Incoherence of the Philosophers. And it has been translated into English. Very difficult to understand. However, in the 20th chapter, in the end of the 20th chapter, he writes, it is inevitable for us to rule that whosoever denies the physical punishment of the grave and the physical existence of Jannat and Jahannam, they are out of the fold of Islam. So, similarly, if a person mocks at something that has been proven by these three things that I've stated, that a belief comes from clear Quranic ayat, Nusus Katiyah, and Hadith Mutawatira, and Ijma of the Ummat, especially the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. If someone now mocks at it, will go out of the fold of Islam. If someone has to belittle it, will go out of the fold of Islam. If someone has to deny it, will go out of the fold of Islam. If someone has to deny it, will go out of the fold of Islam. Would someone have to belie it, will go out of the fold of Islam. Basically, Jamia ma jaa bi Nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have to believe in it. And what we mean by this, whatever Nabiyya Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought for us, provided it is proven he brought it for us, we accept it. It has to be proven that beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought it, and this is proven he stated it. Once it reaches us that he has brought it and we have to believe, we have to believe in it. We do not believe in it, we go out of the fold of Islam. That's one point. Secondly, what is the meaning of belief? Believe meaning, Urdu it is nice, one is Janna and one is Manna. English, one is Janna, to know, and one is Manna, to accept. For belief you have to have both. You have to know, see, there is punishment in the grave, physical, and you have to accept it, there is punishment in the grave. Otherwise what will happen? That Abu Jahl, he also, he knew Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Nabi, but he never accepted it. Hercules, when Islam reached him, he knew, he never accepted it. But on the other hand, Makafas, right, niggas, he knew and he accepted. So the criterion of belief is you have to know it and then accept it. Question arises, there may be certain belief that we don't know of it, but it is a belief. Then when that belief reaches you, your responsibility is to know it and to accept it. To know it at that stage and accept it. But general Muslim, what they know and what they accept and what they believe, we have learnt it from those three places, Quran-e-Kareem, Qati'u-Thubut, Hadith-e-Mutawatira, and Ijma of the Ummat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, that is why you see in our textbook, Amantu Billah, that we believe in Allah, wa malaikati, de malaika, wa kutubihi, and the scriptures, and the books, wa rusulihi, and the anbiya alayhi salam, wa yawmil akhir, the last day. These five things I'm talking about. Basically everybody. But the sequence, see the sequence that has been stated for us. The sequence, I believe in Allah, Amantu Billah. Why? Because Allah is our Rabb, our Creator, our Provider. And Malaikati. Why Malaika coming first? Then the Kutub, the Kitab. Because the Malaika brought the Kitab. And who they brought the Kitab to? Rusul. They brought the Kitab to the Anbiya alayhi salam. And what the Kitab say? Yawmil Akhir. They talk about what? The last day. See the sequence, how it will be placed. So that we understand that what is the system of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala, He sent down, yes, the Anbiya alayhi salam, but the Malaika brought the Kitabs to them. Now each one of them, Allah Ta'ala, Malaika, angels, Kutub, scriptures, divine books, Anbiya alayhi salam, and Yawmil Akhir, these Day of judgment, day of accountability. Books have been written of ancient and old. Now currently what has to be done, that books have to be written with the contemporary contamination and fallacies that are floating around concerning each one of them. One example I give you. Allah Ta'ala, people now misconstrue some ayahs and they popularize misinterpretation of the ayah. And the ayah in question is Istawa ala al-Arsh. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran al-Kareem that created the samawat wal-ard fi sittati ayyam, that Allah ta'ala created the earth and the skies in 6 days, thumma istawa ala al-Arsh. And then we translated it, he focused his attention on the Arsh. Now there is a group of people who have grossly misinterpreted this ayah. What they say, Allah Ta'ala created the earth and the skies in 6 days and sat on his throne. How? To give shape to Allah Ta'ala is al-Islam. Allah Ta'ala is free. Laysa ka misli shayu. There is nothing like Allah. Allah Ta'ala does not have volume. Allah Ta'ala does not occupy space. Allah Ta'ala does not have length, breadth, width, depth, volume. And by saying Allah Ta'ala is seated, you're restricting him, you're limiting him, you're placing him, you're confining him, you're limiting him. All this is un-Islamic. And then the concept has been taken from Christianity. In the Bible there is one verse that states that God created the earth and the skies in 6 days, then on the 7th day, he sat on his throne, resting tired. So many things are wrong there. Why? First of all, that they say he sat on the throne. I explained to you the defects of sitting. Then they say that he sat tired. How can Allah Ta'ala get tired? What is good of a God who gets tired? Then they say he is resting. Allah Ta'ala resting? Why Allah Ta'ala do rest? So all of these things are wrong, and now this interpretation of Quranic ayat. And another place in Quranic Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ وَهُوَ الدُّخَانِ. He is smoke. He focused his attention on the throat, and he is like smoke. Smoke does not have volume, does not have space, does not have length, breadth. That ayat, how they are going to translate. But so much preference is given by some errors at this stage, they placing Allah Ta'ala on the throne. Whereas the meaning of this ayat is that you build the masjid. When you build the masjid, then you put the dome, the last. So you say, the masjid is now complete, we put the dome now. Meaning, the last thing you put the dome. So Allah Ta'ala is saying, he created everything, now he built the arsh. He established the arsh, constructed the arsh, one interpretation. Now, by saying summa istawa ala al-arsh, Allah Ta'ala is saying that created everything, now I'm taking control of it completely. I'm in power of it completely. Now I'm in full control of it. That's the meaning of the ayah. I have now established myself over the entire universe. So now, concerning Allah Ta'ala, what people generally are misbelieving, we have to address. Like Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Anbiya Alayhi Salaam. Prior to that, let's talk about the scriptures. Our belief is that besides Quran and Kareem, there is no other divine, pure, prescribed, non-interpolated scripture. Everyone. Old Testament, New Testament, all are interpolated. All are added, subtracted upon. And there is no such thing that some people think the Gospel of Barnabas is reliable. No such thing. No such thing as the Dead Sea Scrolls are reliable. No such thing. All these are, we now view, fabricated, concocted, made up. Only one Kitab is there. That is pure, divine, and sustained and preserved and protected, as is Quranical. Nothing else. Yes, if the others are saying, if Gospel of Barnabas or the Dead Sea Scrolls are saying what Quran is saying, we'll say Quran is right, and those, we won't testify to it, and we won't say they are wrong. We'll just leave it. Our responsibility is to believe in Quran, not of the gospel of Barnabas or the Dead Sea Scrolls. So say the Anbiya alayhi salam, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi salam, misgivings, misinterpretations. Allah Ta'ala is the creator. His qualities which are special to Him are special to Him. The creator's qualities you cannot give to the creation. Allah knows everything. He is Allamul Ghuyub. He knows everything in totality. You can't give that quality to a creation. Allah Ta'ala is the one who removes difficulties and calamities and misfortunes. He is the one who gives health and takes away health. He is the one who gives dignity and takes away dignity. He is the one who gives a person status and takes it away. He is the one who answers our du'as, no one else. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the remover of all grief and sorrow. And He alone. So Allah ta'ala is Allamul Ghuyub. Allah ta'ala is Bushri al-Khusha. Hajit Rawa, Allah ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is all powerful. There is no one as powerful as Him. And Anbiya alayhi salam, you cannot take the qualities of Allah Jalla Majdahu and put it to the creation. Special is Allah. So Allah is unique in His uniqueness. And Anbiya alayhi salam, with special reference to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is special to His speciality. So all these five basic beliefs of a Muslim, Allah Ta'ala, the Malaika, for example, Malaika, Malak al-Maut. Malak al-Maut is not, when soul is being removed, Malak al-Maut is not omnipresent. Malak al-Maut has got surrogates, workers, and people under him. So he himself, he, on the instruction of Allah Jalla Majdahu, he sends out other Malaika who to do the responsibility. So the people cannot say no, if Malik al-Maut can be omnipresent, others can be omnipresent. Hazir, Nazir, Allah Ta'ala alone. Allah Ta'ala is His knowledge. Allah Ta'ala's knowledge is everywhere. Allah Ta'ala's knowledge is in the toilet. Allah Ta'ala's knowledge is in the masjid. Allah Ta'ala, one person asked me yesterday, is Allah Ta'ala in my pocket? You see, Allah Ta'ala's knowledge is in your pocket. Allah Ta'ala knows what's in your pocket. Why you want to think Allah Ta'ala put it in your pocket? What's the purpose of that? So Allah's knowledge is how we describe it, that Allah hears the movement of a black ant's leg under the black rock in the depth of the ocean in the black night. Allah hears that. And Allah knows the temperature of that black ant. That's the knowledge of Allah Ta'ala. So don't confuse the knowledge of Allah Ta'ala with anything else. So basically understand what we have stated. Belief comes from three places. Nusus of Quran, Kati Quran, Hadith of Mutawatirah, and Ijma of the Ummat of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, special reference to Sahaba Ikram Radiyallahu Ta'ala Anhum Ajmaeen. Basic beliefs are called Zururiyat-e-Deen. We have to believe in it. Believe means you know it and you accept it. Then we become Muslims. We deny any one of them, you go out of the fold of Islam. And belief is most important, because belief is the foundation. Islam is the structure. May Allah Ta'ala grant us ability to be steadfast for our deen. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.